Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. It's me. It's Griff. You know what it is. You know what it is. This is a new episode of YWC Football Talk. I forgot to do my annual pre-show tradition of what episode I check. This is episode number 123 because it's easy as 1, 2, 3. It's a Saturday night. It's late. Hey, I just got busy this week. I didn't have time to record. I feel so bad about that because you know what? It's my job to come on here and talk football. This week was a bad week. I didn't book guests. Guests are coming back this week. We have guests actually lined up for already the next 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 shows. So yeah, nothing to worry about. So this is going to be the last Griffin show for a while. I'm going to do rapid fire NFL picks. I don't want to take up too much of your time. So you know what? That's what we're going to do. First of all, tomorrow we got Miami at Buffalo. And give me the Buffalo Bills. Honestly, it's a 14-point spread. I don't know if they're going to cover for sure. I feel like they will though. But give me Buffalo money line because the Bills own the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are down, and the Bills coming off a bye week where they lost before the bye week, and you know what? It's like Joe Miller told me last Wednesday, Bills don't lose back-to-back. Carolina and Atlanta is a game that I'm probably going to avoid, probably watching the 1 o'clock hour. May come up on Red Zone once in a while, but we'll see. I'm going to go Atlanta personally because I feel like Carolina is falling down a trajectory where we don't really know what they're doing, and also to Atlanta, we'll probably build off last week's big win against the Miami Dolphins. I like the under in this game, potentially at 46.5 points, but we'll see. Pittsburgh at Cleveland, Baker Mayfield. So this is the thing with this game. If Case Keenum was starting, I'd probably want to lean Steelers, but the fact that Baker Mayfield is back and playing and that they're also getting some offensive linemen back makes me feel a little better that the Cleveland Browns are going to win this game. So I'm going to go Cleveland. 42.5 is the over-under. Give me the, I want to say over, but at the same time too, that's a game, like, betting-wise, I probably would avoid. Now we have the Bengals, who are a 10.5-point favorite at the New York Jets. I like the Bengals to win, but I feel like there's a chance a backdoor cover happens here. But at the same time, too, it's Mike White, so we don't really know what we're going to get. Titans and Colts, give me the Titans. I think the Titans right now are kings of the AFC. Look, I know the Titans lost to the Jets, and everyone says it's like, oh, but they lost to the Jets. Yeah, but they also have beaten the Bills and the Chiefs in back-to-back. In less than a week, in 6 days, the Chiefs and the Bills were both taken down by the hands of the Tennessee Titans. So, Titans are rolling a hot streak. Also, this feels like the... I know it's October 30th. It's October 30th right now, and this game's being played in about... So, let's see. It's 7 o'clock at night right now. This game is going to be being played on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So, that's in about... Let's do some simple math of 24 hours minus 6. 18 hours from now, this game's going to be played. I like the fact that I think that after this is all said and done, you're going to see the Tennessee Titans already have the division wrapped up because at this point, after if the Colts do lose tomorrow, the Colts are going to be playing catch up, and I just can't see them catching up enough. I think they have to go like 9-4 in their next 13 to even do that, and I don't trust the Colts to do that. Now we got the spicy one. Now we got the juicy one. Upset of the day. Give me the Detroit Lions. Give me Detroit to beat Philadelphia tomorrow. I think tomorrow is the day that the Detroit Lions get their first win of the season as Dan Campbell is them breaking kneecaps and Nick Sirianni has their team being a sunflower for some weird reason. And now another boring game, San Francisco at Chicago. I'm going to go San Francisco just based off of everything. It looks the Bears got their asses kicked last week, and it feels like it's hard to bounce back from that. Meanwhile, San Francisco is coming off a tough loss to the Colts where they only left. Yeah, 30-18, I think the final was. Yeah, that factor in it too, plus the Bears are just too injury depleted, especially if Khalil Mack doesn't go, which I'm pretty sure he's not going to, so it's just a better safe than sorry thing. But at 39.5 points, that's a sneaky good over. I like that over pick of 39.5. Rams and Texans, my big thing right here was if Tyrod Taylor was playing, so I'm going Rams, but if Tyrod Taylor was starting, I would have gone that for the Texans to cover the spread. The fact that Davis Mills is playing, I'm a little sketchy on that because Davis Mills, it's weird too. So Houston's like a perfect spread record. They have a really good spread record at home. I think they're 3-0. But after last week and after the fact too that the LA Rams were supposed to blow out. They were supposed to blow out the Lions last weekend and they didn't. So it's an interesting one. But I'm still iffy on that spread. Jacksonville at Seattle. This is another upset I have. Give me the Jaguars who are a plus 3.5 road dog here. over Seattle. I think Seattle's just not it. I feel like Jacksonville, too, coming off a bye after that much-needed win in London, I feel like there's a really good chance that they can get the upset here. The other game in the 405 window is my New England Patriots traveling to Los Angeles, which is already there to take on the LA Chargers. The spread went from 5.5 to 4. I'll say this right now. If Austin Eckler doesn't go for the Chargers and the Chargers can't get their throwing game together, I like the Patriots, but at the end of the day, I'm going to pick the Chargers to win. It kind of sucks to do, but I do see New England covering that spread, especially at 4. Guys, we have another big game up. I'm going to get through this other one first because it's a stinker, and that's Washington at Denver. Give me Washington to win. They're 3.5-point dogs at home, on the road, excuse me, once again. But I just don't buy the Denver Broncos. And if the Denver Broncos go from 3-0 to 0-5, that's bad. That's really bad. I call them frauds. I said, this is what I said. You guys heard me say this. I said they had to go 3-2 in the month of October for them to impress me and be at 6-2. They're staring 3-5 in the face. Get the 4-4. Okay, your season's maybe salvageable. Maybe you can stay in the playoff hunt. You get the 3-5. It's going to be bleak, especially considering how good the Raiders and the Chargers are. And we also don't know what Kansas City's going to be. The other game I skipped over for a good reason because I want to wait is Bucs and Saints. I'd love to see the Saints win here, but from a logical standpoint, I got to go Buccaneers. I have to go Buccaneers for the fact that, look, I'm not betting against Tom Brady. I did it last week when I thought the Bears would have an outside chance of winning, and they blew it up, and they won 38-3. Dallas and Minnesota is another interesting one. I know Minnesota is favored, but I have to go Dallas. I have to, especially with Dak. Like, I know Dak's got the questions about the leg and everything like that. So if Dak's not 100% or Dak doesn't go, this may change, but I'm going to play it safe and go with Dallas. And last but not least, guys, 10 points at home. Are you kidding me? Give me the New York Giants to cover, but the Kansas City Chiefs to win. I think Kansas City goes to 4-4, but if the Giants go into Arrowhead on Monday night and make a statement, oh man, the ESPN and Nick Wright are going to freak out. And also, too, I'll say this about the Arizona Cardinals. I still think they're a good team in the NFC. I just don't know if they can hang with the big dogs just yet. Well, anyway, guys, that was a rapid-fire edition of YWC Football Talk. I'll see you guys Monday night with Big Rat for that Giants-Chiefs game.
Do, did, will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent Podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.